Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Buck.
Hi.
You enjoying yourself? Helping Mrs. Franklin put away the library books?
I'm glad to help.
You know, I kept looking for you in the cafeteria. I didn't realize you were hiding in here.
Sorry, do I know you?
Oh, are you kidding? You don't know me?
Let me see. Like a slouch, confused Neanderthal expression. Ah, you must be one of Vance's pals.
I was at the park when you and Vance had your little chat. Right? Your black eye? That was my doing.
Oh, you were the one in the ski mask.
Yeah, see? I put it on so you couldn't identify me to the police.
Then maybe you shouldn't wear the ski mask with the name Dion stitched in white across the top. Turn it inside out next time.
Thanks. Look, I just wanted you to know that Vance isn't happy with you, what with you snitching to the police and all that. It's caused him some problems.
What kind of problems? The police said that it was his word against mine, and they couldn't do anything without evidence.
Yeah, but his mom has him in lockdown, homeschool. She thinks he's under some bad influences around here.
You can't blame me for what his parents do.
No, I can blame you for whatever I want, because I'm the boss now. Kind of.
You're in charge of Vance's gang?
Yeah, that's me. Though we don't call ourselves a gang anymore. It's bad PR.
What are you called now?
We decided on Team Vance. Yeah, we saw one of those afternoon talk shows that team is a more positive word. The police will think we're helping out old people across the street or getting kittens out of trees. That kind of thing.
Makes sense.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know that Vance has instructed me to ruin your life in his absence.
Oh, okay.
No, I won't enjoy bullying you, just so you know. Mm. I mean, I kind of like you.
Thanks. Just between us, if I had to get bullied, I'm glad it's going to be by you.
See you around then. Probably after school.
Will you be wearing the ski mask this time?
Oh, no. That's only for special occasions.
Good morning, Mr. Whitaker. Good afternoon, I should say.
Oh, hi, Eugene. How are classes this morning?
Oh, I led a rigorous discussion on the quantum mechanics of a single photon. Then, believe it or not, we spun off into an exploration of Maxwell's equations.
Vector potentials?
And gauge variance.
Oh.
It was satisfying to see my students invest themselves so heartily. I feel a certain amount of gratification as their instructor. So, what, pray tell, has been going on here?
Well, nothing as exciting as your morning.
Hmm.
I was surprised to see that Buck had finished all the painting on the front of the shop.
Oh, indeed. He worked rather hard while you were at the Business Association meeting yesterday afternoon. Have they made a decision about the Let's Get Together festival?
Well, it's moving ahead. But now the emphasis will be on celebrating traditional families.
Meaning you will participate?
That's right. Though, we'll have a lot of work to do around here in a short amount of time. I have a few ideas for some displays and activities.
As do I.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Greetings. I'm looking for Deputy Meltzner.
Deputy me?
Detective Pohas sent me over.
Oh, it's one of his jokes then.
And no joke, he said you're a deputy. Hmm? You have been consulting on cases involving computer forensics, right?
Well, but that was, I mean, it wasn't official, was it?
Detective Pohas said it was. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. We've got another case, and we need your help.
A case? How may I be of assistance, then?
Landon Davidson.
Ah.
I'm a detective with the Technological Forensics Department.
I didn't realize Odyssey had a Technological Forensics Department. How big is it?
You're looking at it.
Huh?
And now, Deputy Meltzner?
Eugene, please.
My car is outside.
Oh, where are we going?
The Odyssey Bank.
You know, we could have walked to the bank from Wits End.
I don't walk anywhere. I never know when I'll need the car. You know how it is.
Oh, indeed. High-speed car chases, capturing the perpetrators.
And being able to put the computers in the trunk after we confiscate them.
Oh. Yes. Well, so, pray tell, what is the case?
The Odyssey Banks discovered a series of withdrawals, the unauthorized kind, from a variety of accounts. $10 here, $20 there. Megan Rankin, she's the head of the bank's technology area, thinks they're being hacked from outside, but can't figure out who's doing it, how it's being done, or even where the money's going.
So presumably the small amounts were meant to keep the withdrawals from being noticed?
That's what I figure.
How long have the withdrawals been made?
The past month or so.
Any consistency to the accounts themselves? High profile, large balances?
It's totally random.
The computer system isn't malfunctioning. Firewalls and security protocols are up to date?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. There's no evidence of a breach anywhere.
I must confess that bank technology isn't my normal area of expertise. How did you wind up in this particular profession?
My family's got a long history with law enforcement, mostly in Connellsville.
Ah, you're continuing the family legacy then.
Not the way they expected.
Computer forensics?
Yeah, computers are a long way from dealing with crime on the streets.
Well, criminals are still criminals, as I always say, whether they're on the beat or in the boardroom.
So, shall we go in and find out where these criminals are?
Indubitably, Detective Davidson. Well, Miss Rankin, it looks as though your computer systems and security protocols are as they should be.
Airtight and waterproof. Mm. The computer logs, the registers, the reports, every piece of data going in and out, no hint of anything unusual. The money comes out and simply vanishes.
So who knows about this?
The bank president, Detective Davidson, me, and you.
It would be best to keep it that way, Miss Rankin.
How come? I thought a memo to the staff.
Actually, whoever is doing this must be allowed to believe you haven't discovered his activities.
Why?
Right now, this clown is stealing small amounts because he thinks he's getting away with it. But if he finds out we're onto him, he may run or get really bold.
Bold?
Miss Rankin, if this thief can take small amounts of money without being detected, what's to prevent him from taking millions?
Hey, Buck.
Hi, Dion. Is it just you? Don't you usually bully kids as a group?
Oh, the other guys were busy bullying other kids. We have a capacity issue right now.
Huh. So how does this work? You just pummel me and I'm supposed to smile and take it?
Well, that's one way. Though, it's better if you fight back.
So you can say I started it and you acted out of self-defense, right?
Bingo. Mm. Yeah. See, I can't have you snitching about me the way you did Vance, so...
look, there's no rush about this, right? I get a bloody nose, you get a black eye. Unless you have an afternoon quota or a deadline.
What are you suggesting?
Let's go to Wit's End. We could get some lemonade, hang out.
No, I've never been to Wit's End.
Oh, then we have to go.
Gentlemen, forgive me for saying it, but I'll go cross-eyed if I have to look at these logs, registers, and data reports one more time.
Leave it with us, Miss Rankin.
Megan, please.
Honey pot.
What did you call me?
Not you. I mean, I'm talking about a honeypot to trap the bees.
The hackers, I believe he means. We connect an unprotected computer to your system to see who goes after it.
And when they do, shazam, we catch them.
Oh, well, do whatever you have to do, detectives. Just let me know what you need.
She called you detective.
And you called her honeypot.
I did not.
Is shazam a technical term?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Ah, Buck. I'm glad you stopped in. I wanted to say what a good job you did painting the front of the shop. Thank you.
My pleasure. This is Dion. I'm going to show him around.
Oh, well, good. Is there anything I can get for you boys?
Lemonade, please.
Yeah, me too.
Coming up. You know, you look familiar to me, Dion. Have you been here before?
Yeah, it's not really my kind of hangout.
Oh. I wonder where I...
Well, you probably saw me in the newspaper. So my uncle was all over the front page. My Uncle Judd, yeah. My mom says we're like the spitting image of each other.
Why was your Uncle Judd in the newspaper?
He broke out of Campbell County prison.
Oh.
Yeah, he was on the run for like a whole week and a half. It's funny, because I got stopped a few times because of that. I even got tasered once. You know, it's not as bad as they say. Though... I do have a little trouble remembering my name whenever there's, like, a lightning storm.
Well, here are your drinks.
Oh, Wow, it's got all those pulpy things floating in it.
Let's go, Dion. There's a lot to see.
Yeah, well, see you, boys. Buck?
Just making new friends, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, Eugene, what do you think?
Well, your honeypot attracted the usual cyber attacks, but nothing resembling a break-in to the account.
Maybe our timing is off. Let's leave it overnight to see what happens.
I doubt we'll find anything. Something sophisticated is at work here.
Oh, good. You're still here.
Is anything wrong?
Money was moved from one of the accounts, and like before, it simply vanished.
When?
Just now.
While we were sitting here?
Right under our proverbial noses?
Yes, and this time it wasn't just small change. They took over $500 from one of the larger accounts.
Brazen!
The bank manager wants to shut the system down.
Which is an understandable reaction. However, such an action would have the effect of alerting the thief that we know of his presence.
Which will make it harder to catch him, and as soon as you turn the system on again, he'll continue.
Well, what are we supposed to do? I can't leave the bank system exposed.
Tell you what, shut it down overnight for maintenance.
Then what? You'll have the answer tomorrow morning?
I certainly hope so.
Look, Dion, it's not the way to behave. That's all I'm saying.
And all I'm saying is that kid should watch where he's going.
Dion? Buck?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Dion, Bradley Shaw just said that you threatened him.
Well, he wasn't watching where he was going.
Well, it's not appropriate to threaten the other kids here, or anywhere, in fact.
He wasn't really going to throw Bradley in the dumpster.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
All the same, as a guest here, you have to behave by our rules.
Or what?
I'll have to ask you to leave.
Oh, okay. I'm fine with leaving. I only came in here because Buck wanted me to. See you later, Buck.
Wait, Dion. He wasn't going to throw Bradley in the dumpster.
Yes, I was.
Buck, Bradley said that Dion is part of Vance's gang.
It's a team now. I know. I'm sorry.
Well, don't get me wrong. I wish more of Vance's crowd would come around here. Might be a good influence on them. But is hanging around him a good thing for you right now?
I'm doing my best to get along. Let me talk to him. Dion?
Greetings, Buck.
Oh, hiya, Mr. Eugene.
Are you looking for someone?
Uh-huh, but I guess he's gone.
Oh, boy, rounded the corner, headed toward the park.
Never mind. I'll meet up with him tomorrow.
I stopped by to see if you'd like a lift home.
Sure. So, how'd it go?
Go?
Miss Katrina said you were on a special assignment today.
Oh, yes. I'm consulting with the Odyssey Police Department on a case involving technological forensics.
Is that a fancy way of saying that you're digging around computers to solve a mystery?
I suppose it is.
Can you talk about the case?
Only in broad and very confidential terms. In the car?
Okay.
Right. Now, money is going missing from various bank accounts, but we don't know where the money is going.
Hackers?
We assume so. The break-in is happening through their online service, though we've double and triple checked everything and can't find out how it's being done. Someone out there is being particularly clever.
Out there?
Yes.
Maybe somebody's playing the predictable.
I might agree if I knew what you meant.
Well, the story goes that a young con artist learned about an old man who collected coins. Really valuable stuff. And this young con artist found a way to make friends with him.
Well, we're not talking about you, are we?
Not this time.
Good.
Anyway, after a while, the old man was so proud of his coins that he showed them to the young con artist. That's the kind of trust they had.
Trust?
Everything's built on trust. The con artist has to establish trust and use it. Time went on and the old man decided to take a vacation. So he asked the con artist to pet sit his dog, and he gave him a key to the house. The con artist thought this was the perfect chance to get those coins. But he also knew he couldn't just take them or everyone would know he had done it. So he broke the back window to make it look like a burglar had done the job. He ransacked various drawers so it looked like the burglar was randomly searching. He even wore shoes that were too big so the police would be looking for someone bigger than him.
I understand. The evidence pointed to a burglar, so that's what the police were looking for.
That's right. He even went to the police the day after the burglary to tell them that he had a key and to offer any help he could give them.
Was he caught?
Yep.
How?
He made a mistake with the dog. The owner knew his dog would have attacked any stranger that tried to get in the house. But there was no evidence the dog had done anything at all. That's when the police went with the idea that it was someone the dog knew. And that eventually led them to the con artist. So, there's an expression we use, play the predictable, but don't forget the dog.
Interesting. So while the evidence suggests the culprit is breaking in from outside, someone is working inside.
Right.
Thank you, Buck. That's remarkably insightful.
Gentlemen, what's the latest?
Well, Honeypot.
What?
I mean, nothing from the Honeypot, Miss Rankin. Or from the reports, nothing from anywhere.
Okay, so you weren't able to solve our mystery last night?
No.
The bank manager wants to know if we're turning the system on or not.
Momentarily, perhaps, though I'm curious about a symbol that has appeared in these computer logs.
Which ones? Those are reports on the employees' computers.
Indeed.
You're investigating the staff? But there's no evidence of an inside job.
I'm merely chasing the dog.
I don't know that expression.
What is this symbol, Miss Rankin?
Oh, it shows that a device of some kind was used.
For example?
An external storage unit, perhaps a flash drive. But it must be an error. There's no way to connect those kinds of devices to the bank's computers anymore.
But you see, the symbol appears at these times, here, here, and here. And those are the same times as the thefts.
Which computer is it?
Inventory number 1-867-5309.
Let's find it. That's the computer.
Miss Rankin, does anybody use this office? It seems rather impersonal.
Well, it doesn't belong to one employee. Our various loan officers use it to meet with customers.
Hmm.
It's more private than the cubicles. But the computer in here is the same as all the others in the bank. There are no ports for external devices.
Where's the computer tower?
Just there, under the desk. Makes the office look more cozy.
May I take a look?
Help yourself, but it's just like all the others.
Oh, it's a Symbolon 9 computer.
It's a Symbolon 9?
All of our computers are Symbolons.
But the Symbolon 9 is an earlier model. The others in the bank are Model 10s.
And unless I'm mistaken, the Symbolon 9... yes. There's a port for a flash drive in the back.
I thought we got rid of all the external ports when the computers were upgraded.
Huh. Well, it may have been an oversight.
Miss Rankin, we need the names of everyone who's been using this computer.
Hey, Buck.
Dion?
I didn't forget, you know.
Forget what?
That I'm supposed to make your life miserable.
Oh, that.
But you had me curious with that trip to Wits End.
Huh?
See, I was trying to figure out your angle. At first, I thought you were just stalling. But then I realized that taking me there was gonna raise some eyebrows. I just didn't see the angle. So, what are you up to?
I'm just the new kid making friends.
Oh, come on.
So, I'll see you after school then.
Oh, yeah.
All right, detectives. To use that computer, the loan officers have to log in. There are only four of them. Here's the list.
Thank you. It'll be a simple matter of matching the times when the user was on that computer with the times of the illegal transactions.
Let's see what we have here.
I just don't understand. If someone did anything unusual on that computer with a flash drive or anything else, our security system would have caught it.
What if the transactions didn't look unusual? What if they appeared as normal as any other transaction?
The flash drive did show up as a symbol on the report, just like it should.
But with nothing to suggest there was a problem.
You're saying that something as cheap as a flash drive could undo a complex system we've spent a fortune to create?
Perhaps.
This name matches the times. V. King.
V. King? That wouldn't be Vance King, would it?
It's Vince King. I think he has a son named Vance, though.
Vince King. Do you have a security camera for this area? I don't see one.
On the wall behind you.
The camera is in that clock?
We like to monitor how our employees are interacting with customers.
Do the employees know the camera is there?
I think so. All areas of the bank are monitored.
Let's see what Mr. King has been up to.
Hey, Dion. Where's your crew? I thought this is where you make my life miserable.
Oh, yeah. See, you've heard of the Field of Dreams. Oh, this is the Field of Screams. But yeah, it's just me again.
I appreciate that.
You know, I really don't get you.
There isn't much to get. I'm just trying to be friends.
Why?
Because. I look at you and I see me.
How do you figure that?
I was on the wrong path. And then I was given the chance to get on the right path because of people who believed I could. Maybe the same will happen with you.
You're trying to change me?
Not change, not at all. Just show you a better way.
That's not gonna happen. I like the path that I'm on.
You do until you get caught and face the consequences.
Suckers get caught.
That's Vance talking.
Well, he's not wrong. I'm not one of the good guys, Buck. I don't intend to be. Straight and narrow is boring.
You think I'm talking about the straight and narrow?
Yeah. Well, aren't you? Wait a minute. Well, maybe I got lost on the different paths. Analogies can be a little confusing.
I'm talking about a better path than Team Vance.
Oh, yeah, like what?
You think I'm gonna tell you so you'll go running back to Vance and tell him? He's not a part of my plans. He showed me what he's really made of when he set you boys on me in the park. That's small potatoes thinking. I believe you're capable of more than that, which is why you're here now and he is at home with his mama.
Okay, I'm listening.
I've got a lot of experience doing all kinds of things. I'm willing to share what I know to train you and your team.
Okay, then meet us at the bowling alley.
You're kidding. That's where you meet?
Oh yeah, the Museum of Fine Arts isn't available and their pretzels, they're just not as good. Just be there after school. Let's say day after tomorrow, because tomorrow's our graffiti club meeting.
All right. Day after tomorrow. But it'll cost you.
Like what?
Not much. Just your loyalty to Vance.
What in the world is Buck up to? And how does Vance King's father tie into Eugene's investigation at the bank? If there's one thing we can learn from this episode, it's that people are complicated. If we look only at the surface, we might be fooled into assuming we know who they really are. Yet, the Bible tells us that only God truly knows our hearts, with all our complexities and secrets and failings. That's something to think about. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Playing the Predictable was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe, and music by John Campbell. And our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Andre Stoika, Robbie Bruce, Alex Walensky, Carrie Walgren, and Calvin Winbush. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.